Hello.
Oliver, speak into the microphone. Say hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the 33rd episode of Disorderly Blondes. This is Brenda.
And I'm Christy. What's up?
What's up with you?
Everything and nothing at the same time.
I think you said that before. But it's okay. It could be like your tagline.
I'm using all my old jokes because I'm feeling very stale these days. Boom, boom.
It's not like you're having a birthday soon, like some people in this room.
You are. I can't wait. I'm counting the minutes.
I don't know. I've been so bummed about the whole thing, but whatever.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I mean, who wants a quarantine, kind of quarantine birthday? You know?
Everyone that's had a birthday. I mean, you don't want it, but we've, you know,
gotten through them. Is why I'm not as excited. Right? It's kind of like, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, but you're getting to spend the day with me, which we always do. Yay! And we have, you know, some scheming to do that day. And so I'm excited. Yay! And then dinner with the boys.
All right.
I'm not sure how many boys are coming. We haven't talked about that yet.
Just
the big boys?
Just the big boys.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Mommy needs wine and peace.
I hear you. Okay. I can't wait. Well, it's great to be recording again.
I know. It feels like the first day.
You know, feels like the first time.
I don't know what song that is.
Sorry.
You see, I'm not that old. Like some people on this table.
I was just thinking, like, you know, the whole quarantine, how can you not think about it? Because it's just in our face. But we haven't recorded as much because we really do prefer the face-to-face.
Right. Everyone we know that's podcasting, they're there doing Zoom interviews. Mm-hmm. We've done a couple with other friends. But it's not our thing.
I know. And you know, you read, well, you'd rather have more content than quality. But that goes against every fiber of our being.
I know.
So if we're not recording as much, I should say that the behind the scenes, you're rocking it. We have a lot going on behind the scenes.
Thank you. What am I doing behind the scenes? It's just second nature. Whatever it is I'm doing, I'm just doing it.
Everything from promoting to our merch, that kind of stuff. So we haven't been bored for sure.
No, we haven't disappeared. But it hasn't been as consistent.
Like my eating habits.
Consistent content. I get it. I know. It's been weird, but hopefully now we could start back on a regular schedule.
Psyched. So as if I don't talk to you 900 times a day, maybe you can fill our listeners in as to how the Papritkins have been lately. Your face is just showing how you've been.
Which part?
It's a lot. Which part?
A lot of stuff has been going on. But the last time we spoke to our listeners was April.
Oh my gosh.
Because we did several episodes that didn't have anything to do with us, right?
We haven't had an update.
We did the Alejandro Ripley, which we will talk about a little bit, and we did one with Jackson.
Yeah.
And we posted one with Sandy from Spectrum Law.
Yeah.
She so kindly allowed us to use that as one of our episodes, at least wasn't recorded in the regular way, but we did. So yes, we haven't updated as to what's going on.
Oh my gosh. And our last recording session was so serious.
April. And the last one was very serious. I know. I hated to kind of, I met a lot of people along the way from the time we recorded that last one. And they said, I can't wait to go listen to your podcast. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to go listen to this last one, which I thought was great and very needed.
Yes.
But it was so serious. And I'm thinking they're going to think that's our MO. We're always so serious and intense. And, well, we are intense, but in a fun way. I think.
Yeah.
But yes, all that. And I still haven't answered your question about how we're doing.
Do I have one?
Five minutes later. So I don't even know if to start from now and go backwards or... Well, why don't we talk about how the kids ended school.
Sure.
Everything that happened.
That feels like a lifetime ago.
It feels like a lifetime ago, but it felt like a life... Every day during homeschooling felt like a lifetime for me. I want to be very clear that if I chose to homeschool my kids, I would have rocked it because I would have rocked it because if this is something I chose to do, I would have an area that would always be a school environment. And I mean, it would have the Mac Daddy setup because I'm super creative and I'm super. Yay. I'm super creative.
I was slow in the super take. Sorry.
You are.
Yeah.
Hey, who are you?
I know.
You're fired. So I think I would have definitely had a kick-ass setup. But not, oh, by the way, on Monday, you're homeschooling your kids. And then, right. Okay, let's just sit up in the, you know, breakfast table and do it. And yeah, I, oh my gosh, I wanted to kill myself so bad. It was so terrible. But we did get into a rhythm. And by the end of school, Dylan just knew to come downstairs and do his thing. And so did Oliver. And it was really uneventful. It was basically, you just stopped doing homework.
Yeah.
There was nothing, you know, for both of them. And I think Oliver wanted the interaction because he got to see his teacher every day for half an hour only on the computer. So I think he wanted that, but that's it. They just got used to not doing it. And now when you ask Dylan if he wants school, he's like, no, thank you. No, thank you. I'm all done. The end. But he did have, I did want to mention, he had a great little graduation drive-by that the school did for him. If you recall, if you listened to one of our last episodes, how I talked about how I did not care for graduation ceremony and how I was dreading going to that. Remember?
That worked out.
It worked out for me. I didn't have to do that. I didn't have to sit through the slideshow that I was saying was going to make me cry and all the different feelings I wrote about it. You can read it in our El blog. I wrote about it. Bottom line is we did not have to do that the entire, not the entire, but we had like 10, 12 cars come by and surprise Dylan. They brought him balloons. They brought him one of those yard signs that said, congrats, graduate. And he loved it. Side note, he had a meltdown before the drive.
It's the waiting. That's the hardest part.
And it's my fault, as usual, because I brought him out too early. I thought they were in the corner because they called from the gatehouse. Mm. And he was out there in the sun and they were nowhere to be found and he lost it. He was happy the entire time I posted a video. If you follow our social media, that's where we do the day-to-day where we update it more often, obviously, than the podcast. And he was just so happy. And then when they left, he was just so not happy. He was crying and it took like an hour, which is weird for him.
That's a long time.
Usually he's good between 10, 15 minutes, but this took a while. Oof. I think it was a combination of the anxiety of what I was telling him he was going to expect. Like, what do you mean the teachers are coming to see me? Yeah. What?
Because that's weird anyway.
That's like, weird. Yeah. And then they come in the cars. And then I'm thinking, gosh, because we live in a cul-de-sac. So they actually stopped. They parked their cars. And they were just kind of honking and waving. And then when they left, I said, why didn't I walk up to the cars? Why didn't I walk him up to the cars?
Oh, God.
Like, to see, like, I don't even know, like, who half of them were because... Like, everyone's wearing a mask, and then you're so far away, and then I guess the inclination is to not go close, and right. I'm thinking, that was so stupid, they all parked.
That goes along with
he could have just
the vibe of today, like, no one knows what to do.
What's going on? I guess, to be fair, I've never had a drive-by graduation before.
Exactly.
And I didn't know, but I really regret it not going by and thanking everyone, like, face-to-face, like, even if it's, like, 6 feet apart, you know, waving.
Yeah.
But everyone seemed really happy, and he loved it, and he loves watching the video now.
Oh,
Oliver loves
nice.
Watching the video. Aww. He's like, where's my parade? You know? So that was cute. What did JR do to finish school year?
Well, let me go back to school itself. I was really worried, and JR about the whole online, the Zooming, however, and I have to say, his workload was nothing compared to Dylan's. Like, nothing. Well, you know. Let me backtrack a little bit. If it were, I wouldn't have known because he would shoo me away.
Right.
I mean, you could tell.
But he wasn't really doing academic stuff, right? He was doing more fun stuff?
I think they were doing some, they were definitely doing academic stuff, but there was nothing really on me. Like once in a while, I'd have to print something because it was just easier to have a visual instead of just, you know, looking at the screen, but it wasn't required. So it was nice, but there was a lot of guilt because he would shoo me away or he'd get mad. He was in his room. So I would peek in and he'd be like, no, mom. So that was like his private time and space. And that was fine. That worked out for me because Jackson actually needed a lot of attention. And, you know, Jackson, my typical kid, did not dig online schooling. It had an extremely negative effect on him. And I feel like this whole talk of, are we going to back to school? Are we not? You know, what's the MO going to be? If it's not at least part-time, I'm really worried about his mental health. I really, truly am. He, and we'll talk about that, how I interviewed him. And following that interview, he began some more regular therapy sessions. And if he had a therapy session, let's say it was like a Thursday, and then Friday was the last day of school, the next session, it was night and day, his demeanor, his posture, everything. So, you know, some kids are just cut out. You know, he could do the academics, but I guess mentally, emotionally, organizationally, if that's even a word, you just would know. Couldn't deal.
You would know.
I know. I would. It's definitely not organization wise, I guess you would say. So, it went pretty smooth. JR had some visitors at the end of the school year too. There's something in the water at the Els Foundation because I think 1, 2, 3, there's like 4 pregnant people. Okay. and one of his speech therapist had a baby, and so we communicate with her, which was so cool. One of his teachers had a baby, communicate with her. We had some visits and then some random visits from teachers. And that was really nice. Still weird, you know, like they're at your doorstep and you're like, hey,
right.
You know, but he got excited. And I think that's great because the teachers do not have to do that. There's no mandate, right. You know, they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. And I truly believe when they say that they miss the kids as much as the kids miss school.
Yeah. So, you know, Oliver was going to have, now that I think back, he was going to have a drive-by graduation thing, but it was supposed to be a separate day than this ice cream social they were going to do. We couldn't make the ice cream social, but I was planning on taking him for the drive-by. But last minute, they merged both together so that parents didn't have to go on a Monday and a Wednesday, but they switched it to the day that he couldn't make.
Oh, man.
It ended up being that he didn't do anything. But,
oh.
Yeah, he ended up nothing. I went just to re-enroll him a couple of weeks ago, and they were like, here's his diploma. And he was like, great. Yay. I know. But we couldn't make that day. You know?
Yeah, it's hard all around. I mean, my nephew is a senior.
This is when it's good that they have no idea what's going on. Like, at least my kids, you know.
The ignorance
is bliss, because it's not like Dylan is sitting home and Oliver saying, gosh, I can't believe I missed my entire school year and I miss my friends. I mean, Oliver does miss life because that's just Oliver. He just wants to be out and about and doing stuff. But he doesn't understand quite, like, put a finger on what it is that he's not. Like, why isn't he going out and ask for people and stuff like that? He doesn't get that. Let's take a step back just quickly to touch on the Alejandro Ripley topic. If you haven't been following our episodes, if you're not in South Florida, or if you just haven't heard about it, can you tell us about what happened quickly with that?
Gosh.
And then I'll give you a little update.
Yes, and was that in April that happened? Again, it seems like 100 years ago.
I know. I think it was in May. May 21st.
So a local mom.
May 21st.
I can't even give a reason. Because she was fed up. Like,
just say what she
this
did.
This is how we struggle. Yeah. With this situation, a mom basically murdered her own child. Autistic child, he had autism. And the circumstances, you know, any circumstances when there's a murder is horrific. But horrific in the details and the attempts. And so we had some serious thoughts about it because the community was quite divided about what to do with this mom, how we treat the situation. Do we feel sorry for her because of X, Y, and Z, or is she just a flat out murderer? There's no excuse. She had options. So Brenda took a lot of time putting down her thoughts, which became our thoughts. She's a little more opinionated than I am, or actually she expresses herself a lot better. And we dedicated an entire episode to talking about that with a lot of facts and figures. And we learned a lot, got a great response from it. We wanted to give an update on...
So we are recording this on July, what day is it today? 7th?
Yeah, 8th.
And yeah. So tomorrow, actually, very, very quietly, since everyone's too busy fighting over wearing masks and going to the beach and dining in or out of a restaurant and the whatever mosquito thing's happening now, the, you know, the new mosquitoes that are...
No, are we talking about the locusts? Are we talking about the killer bees?
Not the killer. Those hornets.
Have, oh, the hornets.
Have disappeared. I don't know what happened to them. No, apparently now the Florida Keys have these killer mosquitoes now. There's been an 11th case in the Keys.
Well, where a mosquito takes a person and flies off with him?
Maybe. So now that they allowed outside dining, now people are going to be bit by mosquitoes, so they're going to ban outside dining. Right. So yeah, so while people are fighting about that.
And the desert winds, we have to talk
about those. Oh, that too. Yeah. While all of that is going on, Alejandra's mother has asked a judge to declare her indigent.
Big words here at Disorderly Blondes.
So she's, I mean, they're definitely taking advantage that the spotlight is off them, but we're here to bring the spotlight back to them. But, apparently it was granted, but then it was taken back. So tomorrow, it says here, and I'm reading straight from the Miami Herald. I'm quoting the Miami Herald. It says a decision, the decision was made without even holding a hearing. So the judge rescinded the decision Tuesday after state authorities objected to her receiving public assistance because it would mean the taxpayers pay for her,
right,
for her trial. And somewhere this, I can't quote, I don't know, I don't remember where I read that they were, the parent, the family was doing a GoFundMe to raise funds to defend her.
Funny how she seeks funding and aid now, but somehow wasn't able to, ask for help yeah, when she was.
And so the Miami Herald says the taxpayer money would go towards paying fees for a private investigator, expert witnesses, legal copies, and deposition. So that's happening tomorrow.
You mean someone to watch the video? Because all of Miami has already seen that video.
I know. So
except for me.
Yeah, don't watch the video. So that's happening tomorrow. So by the time this airs on Monday, there will be a ruling already on whether they gave that to her or not. So frustrating.
Yeah. Frustrating. And we dedicated a lot of time, you know, culling some resources and listening to some local Zoom conferencing. Mm-hmm. You know, some local agencies really coming together and, you know, giving a shout out to families that might be in need. By the way, in case you didn't realize, we're here. Call this number. We're waiting for you. And we really, you know, feel like that was really important.
And it still is, even though what's happening is what I knew would happen is everyone has this great interest the first couple of weeks and then it just kind of dies out. But there are still resources out there. We started a page on our website, which is
Autism 911.
Autism 911. So there we have links. You can always message us. You can contact any of the numbers there. So there is help and there are parent support groups. There is help out there. So just please speak up and please be careful and just look out for yourself and your family. And you're not alone. You're not alone. No one is in your own shoes, your same shoes, but you're not alone. There's help out there for everyone.
Yep. And if you know someone who's hurting,
that too,
please reach out. Please don't assume that person is okay. Because I always say I'm okay when I'm not, right? I mean,
how are you? Fine.
Hi, we're great.
Yeah, and it's like that meme. How's everything going? And there's like fire behind. Everything's fine. There's nothing going on here. So, okay, as usual, we're just making light of tough situations. But we are serious when we say there's help out there. And there, again, our website, and there's a lot of resources out there.
Since we're going back in time a little bit, I just want to touch really briefly on me getting to record with Jackson at home.
You know, that's quickly climbing as one of our most popular episodes.
That sounds like a, what's that called? Tongue twister, quickly climbing?
Quickly climbing.
You did a good job. That's great to know. I was really, I don't know, nervous to interview him, but he was super into it. Into it, which I appreciated. He really, you know, took it seriously. But as I suspected, he was on his best behavior. And this is something I haven't talked about really. And maybe one year when I get the YouTube video up. Sorry.
Same. You'll We're behind see, like three episodes.
Yeah, on, yeah. You'll see that I don't remember exactly what I asked him, but you know, we were making light of everything, and you know, because in our household, laughter is king, and that's how we cope with everything, good, better, and different. And you know, he just would say things like, "JR's my best friend," and this and that, mm-hmm. which is totally not, I shouldn't say not true, but you know, that doesn't come off in the day to day.
He was very self-aware.
Yeah, pretty much. But when I said, you know, do you feel like you need to talk to someone? Because I hadn't really gotten the therapy in line just yet. And he kind of shook his head and kind of said no, but you could see on his face he was about to break down. And oh. you would never know that. So I was like, okay, time to pause. And, you know, fast forward, present day, he's been seeing a wonderful mental health counselor that is actually working at JR's school. So she knows JR in and out. Oh, so it's not like
right.
it's a mental health counselor that says, well, tell me about your brother. And she knows him.
Right. And someone who's going to have Jackson's version of JR. But no, this person knows the real
JR.
So even if Jackson wanted to paint a different picture, this person mm-hmm. already knows
yeah.
JR. So that's good.
And she... A perfect example, the other day, Jackson brought up... Jackson had a little bit of a meltdown in the car recently. And he doesn't normally have meltdowns. He's a 13-year-old typical kid. He should not have crying spells and meltdowns.
Wait, we have meltdowns. Oh.
That's true. The apple does not fall far from the tree.
How many times do I text you?
Oh, I'm losing it!
I can't deal.
Yeah.
Imagine a 13.
That's true.
You know.
And that happened. And you were the one who actually said to me, if I could look back at my diary, my 13-year-old diaries, oh my gosh.
I told
you. Yeah. So long story long.
I started to do that.
Yeah.
My Cabbage Patch Diary.
Shh. Did it have the lock on it?
It has a lock on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And a little teeny key.
Yeah, but you could just take a pen and kind of like pop it open.
Yeah, a little paper clip.
I don't know where the key is, but yeah, anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Squirrels. Where are squirrels?
Yeah.
So he had a meltdown in the car, and I think it was, we were picking on him. Like Tim had said something, and then I said something back, and we started off with joking, and we were really just picking on him about something, and he lost it. He's like, that's it.
Oh, you did tell me about
yeah,
that.
And yeah. JR can do anything and he's fine, but I can't make a and I think it was really over deodorant, not to throw him under the bus, but we're like, you stink, put deodorant on. So that starts off, you know, kind of playful and then ends up turning into, for fuck's sake, like, it's not that hard, you know. And then he, you know, my husband chimed in and he lost it. He was aww. Crying. So we talked about that with a therapist and he was so upset. He couldn't even retell the story. So I said, well, I don't want to speak for you, but maybe I'll tell the counselor what happened. We were in session together. And then you tell me if that's, you know, adequate. And he said, yes, that's adequate. And long story long, the counselor said, well, you know, because I work with JR, I know the second JR gets off out of the car, I was going to say off the car. That would be you. As soon as JR gets out of the car and Carly in the morning, I can take one look at him and I already know if it's going to be a good day or a bad day. JR wears his heart on his sleeve. But Jackson, you don't. So, and that was helpful to me and to him. Like Jackson needs to speak his mind. And I also need to realize that Jackson could explode at any moment because he, you know, holds in his emotions. Every right. child is different. And it was extremely helpful. My point is that, you know, the counselor knew JR, was helpful with Jackson. He's really enjoying the therapy. She actually asked if we can start meeting every other week. And he said, no, can we please meet every week? So,
oh.
hey, good oh, for wow. him. Good okay. for him. So it's a long time coming. And
it probably helps. I would think it would help. It helps that he's getting to talk to someone away from you loonies. And it's his own thing.
Yep.
So it's not a grandparent, it's not an aunt or a cousin, it's just a stranger, yeah. you know, someone who's not there at home, and it's like his own little getaway, yeah. like time to breathe.
Yeah, spotlight's on him, and...
God, I need that.
As my...
I need a therapist.
I thought you were my count. Wait! If you need a therapist, you're my therapist.
Well, who do I complain to about you?
No... I don't know.
Ooh, the plot thickens. Oh, look, Prime. Is it for me?
Stop!
The Amazon... Sorry, squirrels. The Prime Amazon truck just drove by my house.
And there's a squirrel driving.
And it actually, wait, keyword, drove past my house. It
I
didn't
know.
Stop, so I'm not guilty today.
Where it stops,
but nobody knows.
Head to Jupiter. Drive north.
you know that I baked during quarantine? Just random. I just saw it on my paper. I had to talk about it.
Wow. You do have to talk about it because I don't even know what baking is or cooking.
Oh, I actually love to bake, but I don't do it often at all. And I just looked at my notes to things to talk about that things we did in quarantine.
I don't have my glasses on. Well, okay. I do. Hold on. Look at my notes. Does it mean that you're... Are you half-baked? Is that what you meant to say?
No, I baked and I did a really good job.
For cupcakes for Oliver's birthday?
I baked cupcakes for Oliver's birthday. Aww. But before that, I made a kick-ass orange cake that now I have to make for you guys because I know Tim always makes us orange cake. I made a... I don't know that I could replicate it though. You know, like you do it and
right,
then like...
Right,
I don't know if it's normal, but it took like 3 hours to bake this thing. But it was, it's amazing.
Is that my grandma's recipe? Grandma Sadie's recipe?
No, it's a recipe that my mom found and she had been after me to make it.
Do you still poke the holes in the cake and pour in the
juice? I did some, yes.
Okay.
I did.
Oh, then you're definitely gonna have to make it for me.
It's amazing. Okay, yay! Side note. Okay. So yeah, I baked during quarantine. And then, so maybe I'll bake next year again.
Next quarantine. Wait, it's back.
No, I'm sure it's going to be back. So birthdays. Boys, they all have birthdays.
They all had birthdays.
Because we have two May and two June, right? Right. JR and Dylan. And then Jackson and Oliver have May birthdays.
Yeah.
So it was a calmer than usual birthday. We didn't do anything obviously big because we couldn't go anywhere. I treated Dylan to his favorite things like pizza, which he never really gets to have, and Starbucks cookie. Oh, they both got cookies because Oliver likes the Starbucks cookies too. But I baked cupcakes for them. Dylan blew out his candle again successfully this year, which we know is a big deal for him. He had done it, then regressed, didn't do it, and now he did it again last year and this year. And I asked friends like you to send in videos for Oliver, happy birthday videos, and everyone. And then I edited the video with everyone singing parts of the song and sending the wishes. The entire video had like maybe 25 friends and it was about 2 minutes long. And he still plays that video. He loves it. And he points to it and he points to the cupcakes and he sings himself happy birthday when he gets my phone and he plays it. So that was nice. Aww. Something different and just kind of calm at home. Cause we couldn't do much.
Yeah. That was Oliver's. And then Jackson's after May 7th. Jackson's after Oliver.
Right.
Right.
And then Dylan's was June 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And Jackson, we...
side note. He was supposed to do a yoga birthday party, which is what we did last year.
Okay.
We hired his favorite yoga teacher and we invited friends. That's what he did. So that morning I hired her to do a private class just with her. Okay. I heard something. Sorry. So that... He loved that. It was just him and her. It was perfect. Calm. Good. And
yeah, sometimes we don't have to go over the top.
No.
You know,
which shows you, right?
Yeah. I think I do try to do that for birthdays. I try to just say, what are your favorite things within reason? Because, you know, Jared wants a Ferrari, but that's a different story. But like for Jackson, we had gone to St. Augustine right when all of this was starting. It was the quarantine. March. Like, do we stay? Do we go? Do we keep our rental? We did, and finally we're like, just screw it. Let's just go. And we had a beautiful time. I'm sure I talked about this before, but we didn't get to do some of the attractions.
Is that when the beach got closed, like right when you were on your way back? I remember that.
The beach closed the day we were packing up and it was perfect. It worked out wonderfully. And there was definitely social distancing. But I think what was happening is other counties were hip to it and they started coming in. Mm-hmm. And even though it was only private residential beach open, people were just parking the side of the road and walking, you know, to the beach. So it got a little crazy and then it was over. So for his real birthday, we went back to St. Augustine and then did all the attractions that were open. And, you know, it was weird because we were in masks and stuff like that. But
I mean... When you look back for them that they understand, it will make it memorable. You know? And the boys, I wanted to talk about the masks. Your boys they did good, right? With the masks, like wearing it. Dylan surprised me because this entire time he kept doing piano. It's just him and his teacher. And I decided to just take a chance and, you know, still send him to class once a week. But then I think like 2 weeks in, I said, I feel more comfortable if he starts going with a mask. And I think she was also very lenient about it, but I think she also felt it was just like a mutual, like we both kind of did it at the same time. And I said to her, I'm going to try. That's all I could do with him, you know? And I think when he saw her with a mask and me with a mask, I think that helped. And he's been doing it, I mean, zero resistance. He just wears the mask. Now, Oliver, on the other hand, I will talk about why we were at the pediatrician a couple of weeks ago. But I wanted him to wear a mask because he really hasn't gone anywhere that he needed to wear a mask. So he's just here. He goes to the outside. He goes for a ride. He hasn't really gone anywhere public. I ordered the cutest Disney.com, Disney shop. Is it Disney? Whatever it is. Disneyshop.com mask. Winnie the Pooh and Mickey. And it took about a month to get because there were pre-orders.
Yeah.
Got them.
Big demand.
Yes. He wore it for a second. Let me take a picture. It's really cute. And then took it off, started biting it and playing with it.
But was it child size?
It's child size.
Oh, yeah. It's Disney. Okay.
Yeah. And I actually could have ordered a larger. I ended up, the medium is still too small. I could have just got him the large. But,
oh, right.
I don't know. I guess you think, like, you look at Oliver and he's so tiny, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, but he was still able to wear it, but he wore it for, like, seconds and then that's it. So I still haven't been able. We're still practicing, but
yeah. I think we're all just dealing. And speaking of dealing, of course, for JR's 16th birthday, we've had parties, you know, lots of different parties. We're going to do an episode on birthdays one of these days. But
I still have the stuff we bought for that episode.
I know, me too. Props. I bought a $40 tank top at this ritzy boutique that says breakfast in bed. And it has a birthday cake on it.
Oh.
It's so cute.
Squirrels.
I know, sorry. To wear for that episode is still in my closet. Okay. So JR wanted a big blowout birthday with everyone from his class.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Like, oh, that's going to really be great. There's no more school. I don't know how to get a hold of half the class. So that was, you know, a mission. But
it could have been a COVID party.
Right? Well, it's...
The ones that are in trouble now,
well,
you know.
Yeah. Well, what happened was COVID was kind of like going by the wayside. So we figured, oh my God, by the end of June, this is going to be over. It's going to be fine. The party's outside. It was at a place called Shark Wake Park, which is water skiing and wipeout type, you know, things you climb on the water, right up his alley. We had a shark theme. It was just so perfect. But when it came down to the invites, it was 50-50. And, you know, some of the kids in his class are immune compromised. So, you know, a lot of the parents were like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is exactly what my child needs. However, you know, we can't.
Right. And we, at least it was an outdoor party.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
a little better.
Cute. He was so happy, and it was really nice for me to see, you know, I know of some of his classmates from being part of PTO, but not all of them. And so I was able to meet some of them for the first time, and it was like a range of individuals, and I enjoyed a range of scenarios, and I loved it because, for example, like one dad drops off his daughter, and you know, you know, obviously she has autism. She's in JR's class. And so he's like, okay, bye. And I'm like, and I had put clearly on the invitation, if you feel comfortable dropping off your child, which is not the conversation you have for a typical 16-year-old birthday party, but, you know, this is us. If you're comfortable dropping off your child, awesome. We'll talk about it. I'm not going to be in the water. There's lifeguards. I will, you know, do my very best to, you know, watch your child, all that. But I had not had that conversation, and I didn't really know her. And all the other kids and the other moms were like, hey, Monica. I shouldn't have said her name, but hey. Oh, and she was a riot. She was a dream. I just adored her. So she was perfect. And then there was another child there. His mom had to be with him the whole time, and he was really hesitant, really hesitant. So I spent a lot of time sitting with that mom saying, you know what? I've been there. Would you like a beer?
Right.
You know,
right.
Try to include her and to try to, you know, make her understand that I've been there and I'm having this party because, you know, we're trying. And
I didn't see any of the videos of the kids doing the actual obstacles.
Well, it's because I wasn't on the obstacle and you can't bring GoPro. And I have a video of the kids like kind of running onto it, but you can't see. Oh. I mean, even though the party was on an upper deck where you could see the whole thing, you couldn't see who was who. Like there were all these stories. I think JR climbed the very, 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 very top. And Tim's like, jump. He's like, no. And Tim pushed him and all these little fun things. But yeah, you couldn't even get close enough for it. But it's super cool. So
super.
I don't know why I'm going on a tangent about his stupid party, but I guess my point is it was very educational for me. There was another couple there that I adore. Their daughter's pretty involved. And you know what? She did it. She did half the party. She didn't want to, you know, stay for any longer than she wanted to. And that was great.
Right. Well, that's the thing with our kids and any parties that we have.
Yeah.
If we involve other kids from their classroom, everyone's so friendly. It doesn't matter. Or like when we do our supper club.
Yeah.
Nothing. It doesn't matter. You want to leave 15 minutes in? Leave. Yeah. You want to come late?
I feel like I'm so evolved. Like this one mom call while I'm driving there. And you know how, I mean, we've tag team parties like for how many years now? Like if you had a party, like I'm there with you and we're driving to the venue together.
Take my pictures.
Yes, exactly. And you're like, oh, this one's texting me. That one's, I'm like, don't look at your phone. Just drive. We're fine. You know. But I was driving to the venue and a mom called, oh my God, I don't know where I am. I'm lost. And I didn't fill out the waiver. And I was like,
it's fine.
Listen,
it's fine.
It's fine.
Calm. Cool. Cool as a cucumber.
If this were going to be involved and like a pain and complicated, I wouldn't be having the party.
Right.
So it was, I love that part. You know, and we actually got to have a party, which, you know, he was thrilled
about. Let me tell you, side note. If we all make it in one piece to November, you know, I always have this big, like, it's kind of like Thanksgiving, but we call it Friendsgiving.
Yes.
We invite all our friends over because, you know, family is complicated. So obviously Friendsgiving is just friends hanging out, drinking and eating good food, good wine, right? If we make it to November in one piece and all this crap is gone, we're going to have the biggest Friendsgiving fucking party like ever.
I know.
Because all these months have been so, so hard.
Yeah.
And wow, I'm glad you got to have that, at least, you know, that little getaway.
We try.
That little experience. But I was thinking just about everything we've been talking about and everything about quarantine and everything that we've just gone through the last 4 months. I mean, November feels like a lifetime away, but it's not.
Yeah. And my dad's turning 80 in December.
Oh my God.
And we had planned a big party for him. And my sister, one sister was like, we should probably hold off. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So.
Drive-by party?
Maybe. Maybe. No, and the next birthday is yours.
And that is why I'm kind of like, ugh, I didn't even want to do anything. Like, I went through a whole thing last week when I texted you. I'm like, that's it. I'm staying home in pajamas.
And I said, come to the 561.
Yes. So, well, no, that was before. Well, I guess I've been saying this for like 2 weeks now. First, I got mad at I don't know what. And I said, that's it. I'm done. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing dinner. I'm staying home in pajamas. I was mad at the world. And then I finally decided to. I'm coming up to you Friday.
Yay.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Ha. So, time to pivot a little bit.
And
pivot. And not in a good way. Oliver had a seizure.
Oh, my gosh.
2 weeks ago, tomorrow makes 2 weeks ago that this happened. Now, Dylan is 18, and for years I have been on the lookout, knock on wood, because you always read kids on the autism spectrum when they're teens or they're entering teens, it's all about the possibility that they can have a seizure. In his school, you go to workshops, and this is all they talk about. So, again, knocking on wood, never happened with Dylan. And a couple of weeks ago, I was upstairs. Boys were getting ready to go out. And I heard Larry scream my name in a way that I never, ever want to hear him scream my name ever again. Followed by Oliver is having a seizure. And he was just screaming. So by the time I ran downstairs, he had picked him up, which now we know you're not supposed to pick him up.
Oh.
You're supposed to just let the child.
And that's your natural reaction, right?
Your natural reaction is to scoop him up and hold him and, you know, save him or, you know, have him under your control. But you're supposed to just make sure that they're not going to hit anything. You're supposed to put them on their side, down on the floor if possible, and then let them be, which I cannot even imagine. It was only about 13 seconds, which felt like an eternity. I hear now. Most regular ones are about 1 or 2 minutes long, which I cannot even imagine watching your child go through a seizure for that long.
No.
And call the paramedics. They were here right away. Again, I called 911. Again, I had... This is the second time we call 911. Freaking, they need manners. I understand they deal with a lot on a daily basis, but I am calling about my baby. And I am actually calm under pressure when that stuff happens. I lose my shit later. But at that moment, when they... you call and they ask you for your address. Again, we talked about this before. You're on your phone, on the cell phone, so they don't know where you're calling from. Gave them my address. And then when they said, what is your emergency? I said, I wanted to be to the point. So I said, we think our child had a seizure. My husband has them now. We think it was 13 seconds long. So I was giving him the facts. And he kept saying, one step at a time, ma'am. One step at a time. Okay, asshole. Like, how about like, oh, can we start again? Like, can you? No, one step out of... I mean, he was like scolding me.
And by the way, are you guys on your way while we're having this 30-minute conversation?
I think they are, but they don't even tell you that. Yeah. So, oh, just thinking back. Oh, I want to slap him.
If we could run the world.
If we could just run the world. So, whatever. So, I should have been like, well, I blow-dried my hair in the morning. Then I washed my face and I brushed my teeth. Is that long enough for you, sir? Because that is one step at a time. So whatever. So I told him as much as I could. Then I gave Larry the phone, who's now holding Oliver, and the phone, but he wouldn't give me Oliver. I'm like, give him. I was excited. Give him to me. Oliver's eyes were still kind of like, he was acting like when you're trying to wake, when you're asleep and you're trying to wake up.
Like
you're
fluttering. Trying,
his eyes were like kind of rolling back and he was just kind of like, yeah, like he was just all of a sudden very sleepy. Thankfully it passed. When the paramedics got here, they took him into the ambulance. And they did all sorts of tests and everything came back normal. And then not one time did I think about Dylan. Thankfully, Dylan was upstairs. Well, Dylan's window faces the front of the house.
Okay.
So he must have been seeing the entire thing with the ambulance. And
didn't react?
Didn't. I mean, I don't know. He must have. Right. I mean, obviously, he didn't come out of the house because we would have seen that because we were outside. But I don't. Dylan doesn't even like when he's looking outside and the trunk of my car is open.
Right.
He starts screaming.
Something's different.
He gets mad and he's like, down, close. You know, he starts screaming at us. I was so involved with everything that was going on that it didn't even dawn on me. Like, I wonder, I don't even know if he was upset that Oliver went into the ambulance and kind of disappeared for a bunch of minutes. But I don't think he was
probably
crying.
Thinking, good riddance.
He's like, bye, little
finally.
Finally, I get to be alone.
Best day ever.
But he, when I came up, it didn't look like he had been upset. Because had he been upset, mm-hmm. he would have definitely come out and let us know. Oh, or yeah. He would have been screaming at us when we walked in. And he was calm. He was like nothing. And then, so then I called his pediatrician, told her everything. I actually called just to find out what the procedure was. Like, I'm not going to take Oliver in, but I need to talk to her to tell her what happened. Do I need to make an appointment for that?
Yeah.
But she was great. She actually picked up the phone, spoke to me, and then she did prescribe something for him. And then she did say it was better if I came in that afternoon because she didn't feel comfortable doing it over the phone. Like, she wanted to see him. So I understood, took him in. That's when he was wearing, I tried to get him to wear the mask. So and now cute. He actually points to the picture of him wearing the mask on my phone and asked to go back. I'm like, Oliver, we're not going back to the doctor. So no. So of course, I'm already a helicopter mom with him, as I've spoken before, because he has hypotonia. He's the low muscle tone has always scared me because he falls so easily and he's so prone to falls and danger. Just anything could be dangerous for him because of his lack of strength. So of course, now it's even worse because right. Now it's like, we can't take eyes off him. It's almost like, I'm going to the bathroom. You're watching him. Okay, great. I'll be right back. So it's become that, you know, I've had a lot of great support with friends, obviously because of this community. Everyone has either gone through it or know someone who has gone through it. So by the time I spoke to the neurologist, I was funny. She mentioned this drug that she said, if we have to put him on this drug. And she kind of like gave me a general idea of what the drug was. And I said, actually, I spoke to so-and-so and they said that there's this thing and that it could react, give him a side effect of reacting this way and that way. And she was kind of like, oh, she knows. So I actually felt really good going in because I wasn't like, just like, oh my God, help me, mm-hmm. you know? So he goes in for an EEG next week. He goes in for an MRI in August, I think. I forgot I just scheduled them. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. Hopefully it's one of those, like I hear often, it's just a one-time thing and never ever happens again. I don't ever want to have to go through that again.
And
but we're prepared if it does.
So I'm so ignorant. So is
So am I. I don't know yet. Everything.
Is a seizure a brain reset?
I don't think it's a reset. What do you mean?
Almost like, you know, I don't know, like your brain is overwhelmed and it's like, okay, I got to shut down for a second. Oh, I'm back up.
You know, I don't know, but, and I've been Googling this and I'm going to say this, but I haven't found anything. I have not found a single article that agrees with what I'm about to say. But I asked Larry the other day, I said, have you noticed that he has had a lot of gains after the seizure? Isn't that weird?
Wow.
I don't want a seizure ever again.
Right. Too scary.
But not worth his cognitive skills and speech in the last 2 weeks has like, I mean, I'm not going to say like night and day, but he has had
significant
gains these past couple of weeks. And I hadn't noticed yet. It was too soon because by the time I spoke to the neurologist to notice a pattern, but cognitive wise, like, I've had to pause and say, do you realize that he just understood that? Mm-hmm. What I just said or what I just asked him? Or the speech is just, it's been improving these last 2 weeks. So maybe it was a reset for him. It's funny you said that. I don't know. I don't know what the body thinks. Dr. Christie says. But this mommy has noticed some freaking gains. And
We're going to have to ask our listeners to chime in on that.
Yes. Has anybody ever found that to be a thing? Because I always hear about regression and how dangerous it could be. I mean, and it is, because that is all I'm reading is, you know, the longer it lasts, how dangerous it is. And absolutely it is, because it's been proven and there are studies about that. But this is a whole new thing I noticed with him. And again, it was only 13 seconds. Could it be something was maybe blocked and like his body was reacting? Like, no, right. I don't know. And again, going back to what I said about children on the autism spectrum, Oliver is not on the autism spectrum. So his condition is different. And his condition, which is a genetic duplication called CHRNA7 or SHRNA7, one of the things that goes hand in hand with that genetic duplication is seizures. Mm-hmm. But I always thought with him it was going to be when he was younger. I thought it was going to be either febrile seizures or when he was 3 or 4, not at age 11.
Wow. Well, which is
why it caught me off guard.
The prepubescent.
Yes, I have noticed that he's starting to wear deodorant a little bit. And I mean, not a lot, but I've noticed a couple of little things. But his body is so. I don't know what he must be going through, because his body is that of like a 5 or 6 year old, right? He weighs like 50 pounds and he's 11. But another part of his body must be saying, but wait, you're about to enter puberty.
So interesting.
It's so interesting. But I have, at least I'll take the gains. Right. I will take the gains, and I don't know. There's nothing else to attribute it to other than
that. I'd like to reset my weight back to what it was.
Can we talk about that?
Even no, we January. Can't. I look at pictures of my birthday. I'm like, whoa, my shirt's off. I see like tone, and yeah, I'm amorphous right now.
Yeah, huge.
So have you ever seen A Christmas Story? Do you know every line to that movie, A Christmas Story?
I do not. Like, oh my God. Do you know that? I've never seen it.
What? Ah! Excuse me for 1 second while I slap her.
She's going to love me.
Camera. What?
No, I know. I know.
Even
my
kids know every line to that movie.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Sure.
Anyway, there's a line in
the
movie.
Eso no pasaba en Cuba.
Exactamente.
En Cuba no había ni Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So there's a line in the movie when the dad who's not, it takes place in the 1940s. Okay, it takes place in the 1940s. Yeah, it's black and white.
They wear a lot of hats.
Yeah. And it's a story of a you know, kid growing up, and he wants a Red Ryder BB gun, but that's neither here nor there. But there's a line in the movie. Forget it. Yeah. Sega ball.
Okay.
Squirrels.
Okay.
But anyway, so the dad says it's a very prestigious award in reference to something. I'm not even going to go into it, but it's a line. It's something people say. It's a very prestigious award. So we have been nominated for a very prestigious award.
Yes.
Even with your ignorance of that film.
We are so excited.
And even with the fact that I am not a Latina. Wait, can I say that word? Hispanica?
Listen, Linda. This whole PC cancel culture shit. Say whatever the fuck you want.
Thank you.
including curse words. If you don't like it, don't listen to the podcast.
Thank you.
Coño. All right.
We're not for everyone.
Squirrels. We're not for everyone. Yeah. Okay. Squirrels.
So we were nominated for a Latin podcast award. We're so psyched.
Yes.
And
we are in several categories there. Mm-hmm. Bilingual because of exactly.
Because, no one, Cuba. Because one of us speaks Spanish and the other doesn't, so we're bi.
But you do.
I do.
We're
I
bi.
Do. That's a different award.
They do have a category for that, too. We're actually in English category, too.
Yes. And English language.
English language. Kids and family.
Yeah, and best of the best, which we're bound to win.
Oh, for sure. For sure we're bound to
best dressed. Did someone say best dressed?
No, that would have been cool, but no. So, yeah, so that's pretty cool.
And voting is still going on.
Yes. And we're putting up the link is already up.
Yes.
On our, any of our social media profiles. Yeah. Right. The link is up.
Yes.
It takes seconds. Just click the link, go scroll down to our, find our name, vote, and you're done. Right. Under 30 seconds.
I love Sacabó. It.
Sacabó. Yes. And then we have a new one.
Yes.
It's called, that one's new, the Podcast Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Podcast Awards. And it's also, we have to, that link is not up yet. We have to put up that link.
Yes. Oh, we do have to put on Linktree. Yeah, that's my job. Sorry.
That's one. Yeah, we have to add that link. But so, yeah, so it's just, that one is, they have different phases. And phase one is, we are.
To sound like quarantine.
Quarantine. Phase one, our name is on because we, you cannot be nominated if your name is not on. So okay. We requested that we be listed, mm-hmm. but then now we need to be nominated by the listeners, friends and family, and then they move on to the next phase, which I think ultimately does get judged by a panel of judges who listens. Maybe not to this one.
Hopefully we can submit our own and it won't be this one.
Do we have to bleep ourselves out now?
Oh, yeah. Kids and family. F that.
Kids and family category. Well, show me one house that does not curse.
I know. I don't want to know them.
I don't want to know them. We can't be friends. You can't sit with us.
But, exactly.
But so yeah, so we'll put up those two links. And if you love us, like us, tolerate us, listen once in a while, please vote. It would be great. It would be great. Plus, we're from South Florida and we need some recognition, damn it.
We do.
Right?
We're getting some bad press with this COVID.
Oh my God. Everything's always Florida's fault.
I know. Right?
Wouldn't it be nice to say, these two great moms are doing this great thing in Florida? So, yay. So please, if you find it in your heart, vote for us.
Goodbye. Brent, your birthday present came early.
My birthday present?
Yes. Presents. Yeah, let's just say presents.
What is my birthday present?
Well, I went shopping on our own site.
What did you get me?
For the things that you designed for us.
Oh, yay.
Well,
oh,
just enough for, this is the medium bag. Our listeners
you
can't
got me glasses?
See.
Wow.
These are my readers. But I'm holding up our adorable line called ASD Mom, and
yay!
It's in the style of ACDC.
I really love that.
And so this is my little pouch of secret items. And should we model
these? Okay, here you can wear. I'll be disorderly.
Okay,
we got new masks because you know again COVID sucks.
Oh yeah,
so we got masks.
I never know how to do with my ears. My earrings are always popping out. But
so this is what we sound like when we talk with a mask. Recording.
My glass is fogged up. Hold on.
That's what I keep hearing. But if you are on our YouTube channel, you'll be able to see them. But we have them listed on our website. We have masks from the ASD Mom line and then the other line, which is the Disorderly line,
mm-hmm.
Which is a cute logo. And then...
the creme de la creme.
You hear what I have here?
So these items are custom made for us.
Oh, yes.
Designed by us and custom... put together locally, local mom. And we have a bottle opener that says AS drink. Love it. Is that water or is that vodka? You don't need a bottle opener for vodka, do you?
Well, no. I'm just modeling on a water bottle, but you get the idea.
Love it.
It says AS drink.
I love how substantial the items are.
Yes.
The keychains are solid.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I started, this is going off. So my TV channel somehow went to, the Home Shopping Network
mm-hmm.
the other day. Yeah, squirrels.
Yes.
And there were these items on there that I didn't even care about. But like, I just got sucked in because the girl that was talking, like, she really talked this stuff up. And by the end, I really wanted it.
So do dangerous. I really want a polka dotted rug?
No, not at all. So not that I don't care about these, but this just is on my mind because I saw that. And now here we are talking about our stuff. That's so awesome. Thing.
Then we have the black and gold hashtag super aware,
super,
super aware keychain. It's black and gold. And again, these are the custom stuff is on the art Etsy.
Yes.
And it's a super aware keychain because clearly we're always saying super.
I just love our stuff so much. I have a sticker, a bumper sticker on my car that says ASD Mom. Oh,
I need to get that one too.
Yeah. It's the, I think it's the medium one.
It's so funny
one.
That we keep shopping for our own stuff.
We have a lot of sales.
I got you a mask. From our store. And then this one's awesome because we know how, if you're a listener of Disorderly Blondes, you know how we feel about blue, anything blue puzzle piece, and how we feel about using blue for autism awareness. But this one says hashtag lit. So if you're going to light it up blue, might as well be lit.
Check it out. Check it out. And I guess an easy way, we're trying to get stuff on Pinterest, like a one-stop shop. And because that's my job, it's the reason why it's not finished.
Oh, yeah, we need to do that.
Yeah, we do need to do that. Yeah. But if you're able to go to our Instagram profile, to our LinkedIn profile, you'll see a link to all the stores. And it's super fun. They make great gifts. Think about
that. They do. Yeah. They do. And actually, I will continue shopping on our own site because I know that whenever it's like end of the school year or beginning of the school year, right, or for Christmas or whatnot, like, you stuff for teachers.
Yeah.
But this stuff is custom and it's not stuff that you're going to find. It's not a blue anything. It's not a puzzle anything. It's all really cool ASD related stuff.
Clever stuff.
Clever stuff. And that you can get for the teachers that it's not like yet another red, white, green, blue, whatever puzzle thing, yeah, or frame or whatever mug, you know, yeah, it's all different. So yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
Are we done plugging ourselves?
Yeah, we're done.
We are?
The end.
Okay. So should I say that, please subscribe, please follow us, please, yay, share our stuff, and we're happy to be.
I thought we were done plugging together ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
She's still plugging.
We're never
us,
done, okay, plugging ourselves.
No. We hope everyone has been surviving this time. It's been, yeah, really great catching up with everyone. Our Instagram, honestly, is the place where we keep updated with all of you. If you're not on Instagram, follow us. That's where I think the most connections have happened. Real life, yes, real day-to-day connections with everyone.
Yeah.
We had our hashtag ASD quarantine contest and we had a winner, Sandy. Hats. We sent her a little gift.
That was fun.
So it's been great to connect. Reach out to us. We always love answering back and
we do
corresponding with you.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
And if you get a chance, even if you are an ASD mom, reach out to another because, yeah, we have conversations, you know, weekly with close friends who are really having a difficult time. So we're counting our blessings and try not to complain too much, and trying to reach out. It's important.
Okay, I think that's it for now. Se acabó.
Bye-bye.
Calabaza, calabaza.
Todo el mundo para la casa. Yeah, and this or cama.
O la cama. Todo el mundo con la máscara.
Bye, I love you.
Bye.